For more than two decades, an army of volunteers have worked hand-in-hand with government scientists to make Utah's Dinosaur National Monument a better place. The Weed Warriors have been removing a nasty invasive plant from the riverbanks.
But now they're coming to the end of an era. KSL News Radio's Dave Colley caught up with the original Weed Warrior on her final expedition.
The Yampa River is wild, untamed. It's home to some of the West's most jaw-dropping desert scenery and has big, dangerous whitewater. Every year, thousands of people enter a lottery, hoping for a permit that will grant them a chance to dip their oars in the Yampa or in the Green through Lodore Canyon. Those two rivers join into one right at the very heart of Dinosaur National Monument.
But ever since the mid-1900s,
a plant imported from Asia has made a terrible mess of the riverbanks.
It was so aggressive that it really pushed out a lot of native species that the native wildlife depend on. So.
That's Tamara Nauman, an ecologist at Dinosaur, who 22 years ago dedicated herself to the cause of combating tamarisk and reclaiming infested beaches.
In the early years, people would float by and say, hey, you're wasting my tax dollars.
Nauman started getting attention from boaters who wanted to help. Each summer, they teamed up to float down the Green and Yampa, braving whitewater and weather, only to then spend days working with shovels and saws.
They show up with their own boats and they bring their own food and they'll work a 10 or 11 hour day in 100 degree heat in the mosquitoes.
Their work has paid off. Over the last two decades, campsites have reemerged where before tamarisk formed an impenetrable wall. Native willows have reestablished themselves, providing critical habitat for birds and other animals.
We're not going to get rid of these noxious weeds or the things that are introduced, but you have to learn how to manage it.
Ben Bell from the group Friends of the Yampa has been coming back to volunteer year after year. His sons, who started coming as children, are now grown men. Some other volunteer families are now three generations in. But Nauman's nearing retirement.
My goal is to finish what I started, and it's not up to me what happens next.
She made the last trip of her career down the rivers in June. It's not clear if anyone else at the monument will pick up the torch once she leaves.
We're hoping it's not an end of an era. Friends of the Yampa is looking at kind of like taking over.
That's an encouraging hope. At a time when the West seems absolutely torn over issues of environment and public lands, these weed warriors have quietly shown another way, collaboration instead of confrontation. Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.